everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, December 16th, 2013. A great day to have come into this world on a very cold and snowy morning in Evanston, Illinois. But here we are. That was 1947, so here we are 66 years later, feeling good on that very all-important day of my birth. And I want to thank everybody who has sent along wonderful greetings on our Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. I really do appreciate it. Coming up on the Monday show, of course, the Monday Political Face-Off features Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, our commentators today, 30 minutes past the hour. Assurance Healthcare presents our segment on rehabilitation from stroke. Then we'll close out the show. Alex Rodriguez will be here. A-Rod is the director of the Southern Arizona Technology Council Office. We'll be talking about their legislative agenda. 790-2040, if you would like to join in on the live line. And again, we invite you to visit us on Facebook. Paul Eckerstrom is here and Bruce Ash. How are you gentlemen today?
Great. U of A won over the weekend.
Man, amazing game, wasn't it?
It was a great game, great effort, great coaching. A steady hand by T.J. McConnell, and this team has just out-assisted most every team around, out-rebounded. The margin of rebounds with this team is amazing.
What impresses me most, Bill, about this team, more than anything else, is I've never seen a group of superstars, and especially these freshmen that are coming in, that pass the ball so much.
Yeah.
It is wonderful.
Real
it's
teamwork.
Beautiful to watch.
Really was, and they survived the scare in Michigan and win the big game, stay number one. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. And if you're looking for any kind of Christmas gifts, this is a great place to stop in and check it out with Mo and his family. They've been around and in the business since 1985. And check them out at moesgallery.com and, of course, also on Facebook. We really support Mo's support of our appreciated support of our Monday Political Face-Off, and we want to wish Mo and his family a happy holidays and a great, great new year. Okay, Paul and Bruce, looks like we will have a budget deal, which will mean, hopefully, Paul, that the government will not shut down in January. However, there's some opposition in the Senate.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Tea Party folks in the Senate are going to do if they try a filibuster and whether they have the votes to sustain the filibuster. I think you're finally starting to see the grown-ups in the room in the Republican Party step up and basically say, look, this is divided government. We need to compromise. And both sides compromise to come up with a budget deal that I think, at least kind of softens all the sequester cuts that took place and actually made the cuts a little more targeted and moving us in the right direction in terms of moving towards balance.
You're speaking now, of Speaker Boehner?
Yeah, he stepped up to the plate, and I give him great credit for that. Now, we'll see what happens. I think this will have an impact on what happens in the next election cycle, specifically within the Republican Party in terms of whether there's primary challenges to a lot of the people that supported Boehner in this. And if that's the case, this election may turn out to be very important historically for the fight for the soul of the Republican Party, whether they're going to be a more moderate moving towards the center party and viable, or they're going to keep moving towards the right and becoming much more unviable in national electoral politics.
Here's Bruce Ash. Bruce. What you just heard Paul say that there were some adults now stepping up in the room on the Republican Party. What do you say to that? Nothing.
There's been plenty of adults for a long time. And when John Boehner speaks the rhetoric of the left, Paul Eckerstrom and his fellow travelers are all in favor of what John Boehner says. I talked with Matt Salmon on this radio station Saturday afternoon, and Matt did what I think a lot of congressmen did on both sides of this question, and that is he listened to his constituents, and his constituents from all over his district were largely not in favor of what this bill did. And the bill, although it did create some clarification, I would say, with respect to the sequestration cuts, it still adds $3 trillion of debt over a period of time. We're on an unsustainable course. It does not at all address the real problems in the budget, which have to do with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, and the problems that are going to be associated with Obamacare. And the Obamacare problems are getting to be larger and larger as each day passes, with the number of people who are seeking subsidization for their care and the people who are opting into Medicaid all over this country because they don't want to be involved in Obamacare, as well as nearly one half of the youth, or the millennials as they call them in this country, who oppose Obama's Health Care Act now, and many of them have no intention whatsoever to opt in to that program, which is going to cause incredibly more problems for this budget that Patty Murray and Paul Ryan didn't even begin to address.
You know, I know Bruce keeps harping on Obamacare. I mm-hmm. think when it gets implemented, slowly but surely you're going to see the benefits of it. And frankly, you know, he talks about people not opting in. It's going to happen. It happened in Massachusetts when they did the similarly structured program. And it took a while for everybody to kind of get in. And now most everybody's covered in Massachusetts, and their costs have gone down on medical care. So that was that's the model to look at, and I think that's what's going to happen here. More importantly is, you know, one of the things that people forget is we're climbing out of the worst recession we had since the Great Depression. As we climb out of that, our economy is going to do better and better, and with that is going to be better revenue coming in because people are going to be working and people can pay their taxes, and there's going to be more revenue just from that. Hopefully that helps us get back to balance, which I think is a real possibility in the next 5 years. But, you know, it's going to take adults in the room to do it. And I think, you know, the Democrats compromised on this bill, too. I mean, I know Bruce doesn't think so, but the long-term unemployment was not addressed in this bill. And so people who are been unemployed for a long period of time are going to lose their long-term unemployment insurance. They're going to lose unemployment insurance come January 1st. And that isn't necessarily a good thing from the Democratic side of things. And hopefully it gets addressed down the road. But that's not in the budget this time. And the Democrats compromised on it. So the thing that this budget
The House Democrats.
The House Democrats. The thing that's important for people to realize is this was a compromise budget. And that was actually done because people actually talked to each other and worked it out. And that's something that the constituency that Bruce is talking about has been screaming for in this country for a long time. And I think actually congresspeople listened to him this time and actually came up with a compromise budget and worked together to do it. That's a good thing for the country. Now, the question is what happens in the Republican Party in this next election cycle in the primaries, whether the far right starts to primary these people who voted for this budget or not. And if they primary them and win, that's going to be a bad signal for the future in terms of compromise politics in the future.
Paul seems to forget that the issues in the next election will be the lies that the president said when he promised Obamacare that you could keep your physician if you liked your physician.
And that will come back to haunt him, you think,
Obamacare would cost less, and he said that you could keep your insurance. These were all lies. They were designed to help pass this awful law, and this will be the issue in the 2014 elections.
All right, let's hold those thoughts right here. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show. Liveline, Terry is up first. Terry, how are you today?
The question is, how are you today, Bill?
Doing very well. Thank you, Terry. Feeling very good.
I want to wish you a happy birthday today. Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. And also, Bruce, your family, Merry Christmas. And Paul, same thing.
Thank you, Terry. Merry
Thank
Christmas,
you, Terry.
And we got another greetings coming up, but we'll do it later. It's Joe Higgins coming up in January, and Ed Alexandra, the great families of KVOI. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Terry. Bye-bye. Thanks for the greetings. Bye. We wish you and yours also a very happy holiday season. Joe is up with us now on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, Joe.
First of all, happy birthday, Big Bill.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Yeah, you know, hey, my best buddy, just talked to him in Colorado, and he's so happy, Bruce, because his Obamacare, his corporate subsidy kicked in. He's saving $300 a month. It went down from 900 and some change down to 600 and some change, and it's working for him. He's so happy. But it's a corporate subsidy, and the whole way you've been calling this socialism and all this and that, you got to give that stuff up and start really identifying what it is. These are the markets. These are private markets. And, yeah, there is, the litmus test. Can this insurance pass the sniff test? And that's more of a story what this is. You guys sat on your hands for years watching this country implode in healthcare solutions, and you brought no solutions. So
okay.
I'm seeing movement. But anyways, I appreciate the discussion, and I'd like to hear you guys chime in on if you support the Pacific Trade deal that's going on right now. There's a lot of stinky stuff in that. I'd like to hear both of you guys on that. Thank you very much, Joe.
Well, thank you for your call, Joe, and look, at the end of the day, if your friend in Colorado got a good deal, good luck to him. But that's not the experience that most people are having around the country. The sad truth is that while Obamacare may hearken toward socialism, the biggest problem is that the president had hoped to get insurance coverage for about 40 million people who didn't have it. Most think tanks, both conservative as well as liberal think tanks, predict at the end of the day there'll be about 30 million people here in this country that don't have insurance as a result of Obamacare. So we went through this crushing and devastating change to how health care is going to be covered and delivered, an unbelievable hole in our deficit to take care of 10 million people.
All right.
I don't see the point.
Let's take a break right here. When we come back on the Monday Political Face-Off, we'll have Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom with us. Let's take a break right now. Be back in a moment.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right, you get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, December the 16th. We have Paul and Bruce with us, Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash. It is the Monday Political Face-Off, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're over at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Stop by if you have any kind of holiday framing needs. They can take care of you. They're also on Facebook, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They've got a great gallery there of mirrors and some great art too. So check it out, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Mr. Rick Grinnell up with us. How are you, Rick?
I'm grand, my friend. Happy 49th birthday.
Thank you very much. I think we passed 49 a few years ago in the rearview mirror, I think.
Well, that's all right. God bless you.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. You know, I'm really enjoying the end of the year, getting things ready for next year, and excited about some good opportunities, and actually concerned about some other opportunities. And one of the things that Paul said, I appreciate his understanding of the bipartisan approach to doing government, but I have to challenge some of the ideology of the Democratic philosophy, because health care was not passed on a bipartisan approach. The immigration installation of certain policies by the president was not bipartisan. The EPA's extravagant way of doing business has not been bipartisan. And when we talk about trying to do something, when Congressman Barber and Congresswoman Sinema voted with the Republicans, they were severely chastised by the Democratic Party. And here's the real issue. We keep talking about the right wing of the Republican Party challenging the primaries, but what about the bad press and the bad feelings that get extended to Democrats that side with Republicans? And it's a two-way street, Paul.
I don't disagree with that, Rick. I mean, I don't think the left in the Democratic side is nearly as vitriolic or challenging in primaries as what's going on the Republican side these days. I mean, that was the case maybe in the past, but that isn't really the case right now. And the other thing I would say is, you know, in terms of lack of bipartisanship in passing the Obamacare, for example, I disagree with that. I mean, Obama went out of his way to take a Republican idea. This was created by the Heritage Foundation. This idea that has been implemented is a Republican idea, was pushed by the Republicans in the 1990s.
Fiction.
And Governor Romney pushed it in and passed it in Massachusetts and implemented it there. So this isn't some radical left-wing ideology thing that was jammed through by a Democrat Congress at the time, which was controlled by the Democrats and the presidency, and so that it wasn't divided government at that time. This time it is, and bipartisanship and compromise is what you need in divided government.
Rick, I'll quickly throw it back to you.
Let me finish with this real quick,
Bruce. Okay, real quick.
I don't think the issue is going to be bipartisan. I think the real issue for the next elections is going to be the extension of the executive authority of the president to impose his will on a certain philosophy without really incorporating both sides of the aisle. And I think that's going to be a much bigger issue next year than Obamacare or one issue or another. I think the people are looking forward to getting back to the rule of law and a certain following of the Constitution and not allowing the president to go way above and beyond his authorities to extend his own personal agenda. And I think that's going to be the real issue for 2014 and beyond.
Thank you, Rick.
People are tired of hearing about my way. They want to hear what's going to be for us.
Thank you,
you
sir.
You all have a Merry Christmas.
Same
Thank
to you.
You
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, Rick. Go ahead, Bruce Ash.
Well, actually, I talk about it in this week's commentary, Bill. Last spring, the president said that he was shocked and appalled by the mistakes made by a few people in the Cincinnati office, which obstructed the rights of conservative groups trying to qualify for tax-exempt status. This is the same president who, in the State of the Union, chastised and challenged members of the Supreme Court sitting right in front of him in that State of the Union address. And in a news dump, which occurred the day after Thanksgiving, just a few days ago, Commissioner Werfel at the IRS says that they are seeking to clarify these very difficult rules with respect to First Amendment rights as are covered within the 501c3, c4, and so on statutes at the IRS. And now they plan to make illegal the exact type of political free speech, which the president said he was so surprised that the IRS had ruled against all these groups trying to achieve tax-exempt status. Imagine that. We're going into a 2014 election, and the president, again, is trying to restrict free speech. When Richard Nixon had his enemies list in the 1970s, people were appalled.
Enemies
now
list?
Now we come to expect it.
God, you know, Bruce, you call the president a liar. You say he's got an enemies list, which isn't
no,
true.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
no, I referred to Richard Nixon and his enemies
list. Richard Nixon did, which isn't even close.
Sure, because he does consider those people who are able to take advantage of their constitutional guarantee, free speech, and he wants to restrict.
It is my turn.
He wants to restrict their rights.
It's now Paul's turn. We had three voices here going before, but now it's yours.
This is the perfect example of what's wrong with our politics today. We have somebody who interrupts people when they're trying to speak. You have somebody calling the president a liar.
Get to the point.
The point is, Bruce, you need civil discussion in our country to create compromise.
How can you have that?
You can't have that when you do that.
No, Paul, that's
right
not
there.
The problem.
Okay.
The problem is when the president and the secretary of the treasury and the director of the IRS are trying to administratively rule on free speech issues, and you fail to understand that, Paul.
Okay,
that is the ruin of our Constitution when that occurs.
Bruce, let's let Paul finish.
Well,
here.
All I can say is, when you call somebody a criminal, you call somebody usurping the Constitution, when you constantly harp on it, you block anything, any appointee the president makes just because it's the president's appointee.
He's had 1,200 appointees that have been selected.
Okay. Look at that creates bad blood.
Stop telling lies,
Paul. And bad blood
is
not what we need in politics right now. We need more compromise, and we need some working together. And this is not the way to do it, Bruce. What you're doing right now is not the way to do it.
Working together as long as you get your way.
All right. Bruce.
I never said I wanted my way all the way.
Paul. The president's had 1,286, actually, I think now it's about 1,292 political and judicial appointees that have been approved overwhelmingly by this Congress. And you claim that we block at every direction, Paul.
Let's let Paul have the final word here today. Go ahead.
You know,
I promise you will not be interrupted in the next 20 seconds.
What I liked about this last week is I saw, coming from Washington, I haven't seen it in a long time, is compromise. And I hope that we continue on that trend as we go into the holidays.
Would you like 5 more seconds?
No, you can have the rest, Bill.
Folks, they will walk out of here, friends. They always do. Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash. Bruce and Paul, thank you very much. I really do appreciate both of you coming on the program.
Yep. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Paul. Thanks for your friendship.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, Bruce.
Thanks a lot to both of you. Hope you both have a great holiday season. Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Stop by Moe's, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Check them out on Facebook and, of course, on their website, moesgallery.com. They can take care of all of your last-minute Christmas framing needs. Check it out, Moe's Gallery. We'll be right back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A judge in Cleveland has handed down a 28-year prison sentence to a man convicted of masterminding a $100 million cross-country fraud involving a Navy veterans charity. He's also been ordered to pay a $6 million fine. A Rhode Island attorney has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for his role in a $46 million investment fraud that preyed on the terminally ill. Harvard University has issued an all-clear for 2 of the 4 campus buildings evacuated because of a report of possible explosives. A search has yet to turn up any explosives. It's exam time at Harvard, and some students were just about to start finals when the alarm went out. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 149 points, NASDAQ ahead 30, and the S&P trading 13 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, December the 16th. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Assurance Healthcare. Assurance is a home-based healthcare company formed to provide home-based medical services as an alternative to expensive out-of-home care. You deserve the best healthcare at home, and Assurance Healthcare is ready to deliver that care. Assurance Healthcare is a division of Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. Find out more at assuranceaz.com, and their phone number is probably the easiest one you will ever hear to remember, 333-0333. Joining me in studio, Sherry Bracamonte, a speech pathologist who built, supervised, and operated a full continuum of home-based rehab services. She owned and operated Tucson-based Panacea Therapeutics from 2006 to 2012, providing direct rehab services to as many as 700 patients at a time, serving a variety of populations from pediatric to geriatric. She is now Executive Vice President and Director for Rehabilitation Services for Assurance Healthcare. Sherry, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
We talked a couple of weeks ago about the devastating nature of stroke and some of the things that folks can do to prevent a stroke. But if the worst happens, the good news is rehabilitation really has become more and more effective, hasn't it, Sherry?
It absolutely has. And certainly the sooner the better in terms of rehabilitation, taking full advantage of the fresh brain, if you will.
Strokes can result in mild to severe impairment depending on the severity of the stroke. Give us some idea about the impairments that can be presented.
Certainly. The impairments can range from very mild to very, very severe. You can have a patient that has weakness or paralysis on one side of the body. You know, the inability to walk, to care for themselves, the inability to think and remember, the inability to swallow, and the inability to communicate, certainly.
How about the cognitive skills?
Absolutely. And that seems to be the most insidious, because you can have a patient that looks fine on the outside, but certainly with the devastation of the stroke, internally, they are not the same person. And so oftentimes that can be misunderstood and misread as, you know, personality changes, that sort of thing, when in fact it's more organic as the direct result of that stroke.
Let's talk about the three very critical areas of therapy, Sherry.
Yep. You've got your physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Very, very crucial roles. All of those disciplines play, and I certainly was brought up to you know, really embrace and practice that interdisciplinary model, treating the patient as a whole as opposed to segregation of that patient.
Talk a little bit about the physical therapy.
Physical therapy, you know, we all know what physical therapists do, you know, helping patients to regain strength, balance, and coordination so that they can eventually regain as close to, if not spot on, the ability to walk and move again.
Have you seen some real success stories in that area?
Absolutely. And, you know, out of all three disciplines, typically PTs or physical therapists see the most improvements very quickly on, simply because a large portion of the brain is devoted to large, or what we call, gross motor movements.
How about timetable with that?
Gosh.
It can vary all over the block?
It can vary all over the block, and I wouldn't be sitting here if I had had a crystal ball, certainly. But in general, you tend to see very, very nice results with physical therapy.
And we also hear a lot of success stories when it comes to regaining speech.
You do, and certainly I'm probably not the most objective person to speak on that. However, you know, it's a very gratifying, you know, field to be in. However, out of all three disciplines, speech pathologists tend to see the most slowest changes over a large portion of time.
The occupational therapy, what does that usually involve?
You know, also a misnomer, occupational therapy is not involved in necessarily getting a patient back to work. Occupational therapists, you know, assist with patients in their basic personal care needs, self-care, toileting, bathing, dressing, grooming, self-feeding, that sort of thing. Out of all three disciplines, I think they are the most creative because they also have to deal with a lot of adaptive equipment.
You know, we talked last time, Sherry. Sherry Bracamonte is with us. We're speaking with Sherry from Assurance Healthcare. We talked about the golden hour or hours right after someone presents that they may have a stroke. We can't emphasize the importance of time in this area.
Absolutely. Time is brain, certainly. You know, especially with rehabilitation, you know, the first initial portion of time is certainly to get that patient medically stable. And obviously survival is key there. After everyone has been stabilized, then you start to look at what can we do to rehabilitate this patient to get them back to life again.
What are some of the things we should keep in mind when dealing with these different therapies?
Patience, first and foremost. patience for both the family and the patient. Understanding that it takes time to recover from a stroke. And contrary to how it seems, improvement does not occur overnight. And generally speaking, a patient will make the most tremendous gains in physical therapy first, followed by OT and then speech.
So speech is usually the one that is the most time-consuming.
The most time-consuming because you're dealing with very, very intricate parts of the brain, very specialized abilities as well, thinking, memory, communication.
That's your specialty, the speech area.
It is.
And why did you go into that area? What resonated with you that you wanted to make this your career? And you're really your life.
It has been my life. And those that know me well and know that I probably can out-talk most people. and funny, I make a living of that now. However, it has been extremely gratifying. And when I started working rehabilitation many, many years ago, that's really when I saw all of this sort of come together. And that's when I knew that, you know, working together, working for the patient as a whole is really what's key here.
How about the caregivers, the folks, the loved ones? It's difficult for them. It's very, being on the sidelines and watching this whole process.
It is. It is very difficult. And, you know, advocacy and arming yourself with knowledge, I think, are very key. Knowing what you're faced with, because oftentimes it can be very scary, and people don't necessarily know what they're seeing because they're dealing with their loved one. But I can tell you that all of us are cut from the same mold, and that is the mold to really want to be helpers.
And I know that you and your colleagues at Assurance are very, very picky about who is on the team, who are the therapists. Tell us a bit about these people. First of all, they've got to be highly trained to get on board, right?
They have to be highly trained to get on board, especially if you're treating a stroke patient. You know, patients with the neurological involvement are much different than patients that don't have neurological involvement. Treatment is much different, and I would argue that the outcome is going to be much different if you don't have a highly trained team of therapists that specialize in neurological rehabilitation.
One of the exciting things about Assurance is the home, trying to keep the folks in their home and getting the therapy at home. This is a real key, isn't it, Sherry?
It absolutely is, and that's what we've built our business on. Certainly, that is the trend in healthcare. And, you know, we see tremendous things ahead.
And a physician's prescription is required for all therapy?
A physician's prescription is required for all three therapies, absolutely.
Sherry Bracamonte, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Buck.
And the best way
Bill.
To... Well, that's okay. I've been called Buck as a kid growing up. A lot of people still call me Buck. The best way is to find out more is the website, assuranceaz.com. And of course, the easy phone number, 333-0333. You'll never forget that one.
Never, never.
Sherry, thank you very much
thank
for being
you
with
again.
Us. Thanks a lot.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County. What a great weekend getaway this makes. And actually, you don't have to wait till the weekend. A lot of people will be off during the holidays for a couple of weeks between Christmas and New Year's. Head over to Silver City. Silver City, one of America's top 100 arts communities, only about three and a half hours east of Tucson, and lots of fun and great places to stay, including Pinos Altos Cabins. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County on their great website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Well, the Arizona Technology Council is out with its 2014 legislative and public policy priorities. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show is Alex Rodriguez. Alex is director of the Southern Arizona Office for the Arizona Technology Council. Alex is a former president of the Tucson Unified School District Board. He's a one-time congressional candidate and business executive at Raytheon Missile Systems and a founder of the Tucson-based Client Attraction Strategy Group. Alex, good to see you.
You know, Bill Buckmaster, you're looking fantastic for another birthday.
Thank you so much. Feeling very good, Alex, here on my 66th birthday. So no problem, right?
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. You have a rather ambitious agenda that you have put forward for the legislative session. What's at the top of the agenda, Alex?
In fact, we do. And, you know, Bill, we're very excited about the 2014 legislative session. There are a number of issues, obviously, that the state is facing. And certainly we believe that as representatives of well over 750 companies statewide and organizations that represent literally thousands and thousands of employees in the tech sector, we came up with our public policy priorities. At the very top are taxation and capital formation.
How is the tech? How is technology doing in Arizona when you compare it to other states?
You know, Bill, our vision is to be the number one state in growth of technology as a tech hub nationally, and we recognize that catching up to places like Silicon Valley and Boston and other parts of the country are probably not realistic. But what is doable is for us to accelerate the tech sector here in Arizona. Most people know that our state economy and the legacy was based on the five C's, and we feel that technology now is here to stay. We have companies that are doing very well through the knowledge economy, and they're selling internationally, bringing revenue back to Arizona.
Maybe we could do the three or four T's, putting technology in there with tourism and trade and transportation. Yeah, so yeah. At least we've got four T's.
And one more T.
What's
teaching as well for education. Mayor Rothschild recently released his five T's.
Yes, he did.
We just outlined them for
there
everybody.
You go. How about expanding the research and development tax credit?
Yes, that's a very important piece of legislation. It's already on the books. It's a program that has a $5 million investment tax credit, essentially, for companies that are doing a lot of R&D work. And what we're proposing in this legislative session is to triple it to $15 million. Bill, the reason why is because the money is on a first-come, first-served basis. And as early as April in the year, the $5 million dries up. And that's monies that goes right back into the investment, right back into R&D, and to hiring talent, key talent for companies here.
You talked about early stage technology venture capital fund and capitalizing that fund to $50 million over 3 years. Is that $50 million a key figure for you?
It is, and in fact, it is a small number, relatively speaking. The reason why is because this new piece of legislation, what it would do is it would help attract venture capital firms from all over the country to resources here with that $50 million fund. We're surrounded by states that already have a similar vehicle. Every single state that surrounds us has this. And here's the problem. There's a big gap when it comes to early stage companies that have very promising technology. But the working capital in order to grow is just not there. We don't have much by way of venture capital in the state. So this $50 million fund would, in essence, allow the state to invest in the most promising technologies that were born here and, frankly, should grow here. We've lost at least 8 very well-known opportunities. Again, the companies that were started here but had to go to other states in the country.
I hate to see that when we lose out to other states, whether it's in the film business, which we lose so often to our neighbors over in New Mexico. I mean, I love New Mexico and everything, but but still, I'd love to see the Arizona homegrown film industry. And I hate to see the technology companies go elsewhere. One of the other priorities, Alex Rodriguez, and this is so important, is three words: transfer of technology.
Yes, sir. The University of Arizona and all universities in the state have world-class research and development happening right now. The problem is that getting it to the private sector and into companies and commercialized is where the gap exists. And there's been a lot of effort by the University of Arizona here locally and as well as statewide to remove some of those obstacles. What we're proposing to do is to continue that process to enhance the seamless flow of information between university professors, researchers, and the private sector that would be interested to take that technology to commercialization.
How about education?
Well, education is obviously
an area that's been so important in your life with your experience as the TUSD board.
That's correct. In the tech sector, you know, what we're now starting to see is a real fight for talent because there's just not sufficiently trained workers right now. And so education, particularly STEM, so-called STEM education, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, that area is vital to our economy, especially to the tech sector. And so is the area that we call career and technical education. More and more people in the workforce are needing some kind of science or mathematics or, technical-based applications for their jobs. And we must do, as a state, a much better job in this area.
You have grown, you and your colleagues have grown the Arizona Tech Council. I think you said there are, 750-plus members now?
That's as of last night. Probably today we have a few more.
But, I mean, when you think of the jobs here, that's a lot of employment.
It absolutely is. And I guess we attribute that to the fact that people are realizing that here in Southern Arizona, in Tucson, for example, we have a rich entrepreneurial environment, excellent tech sector, tech companies across the board. And it's the same thing up in Maricopa County. And so, you know, we want to enhance that statewide. This is a great way way to leapfrog the economy and to help with the jobs picture.
Well, hopefully the lawmakers, and I know you'll be up there lobbying them, trying to get the word out, hopefully they will be amenable to some of these items, hopefully all of the items that you would like to see presented to them. And
that is our hope as well. And in fact, we have a campaign to work with partners across the board and statewide to help lawmakers with their work.
Because in the end, it's more jobs, and they're good-paying jobs in
yes.
many cases.
In the tech sector, normally has a much higher average wages. This is the way to grow the economy.
Alex Rodriguez, thank you very much. Director of the Southern Arizona Office for the Arizona Technology Council. Alex, I want to wish you and your family really the happiest of holiday seasons and hope you have a great 2013.
Thank you very much, Bill, and happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. Alex Rodriguez with us on The Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on The Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. It is. It's better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs, one of our, all of our guests enjoy a nice bottle of Culligan water. Alex Rodriguez, sitting here in studio right now, enjoying the Culligan water.
It's delicious.
It is delicious water. There's no question about it. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5 right here on KVOI, The Voice. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, the Wake Up Tucson Show. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be talking, of course, our every other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. And that is presented by the Fox Tucson Theater. Hope you'll have a great afternoon and evening. On behalf of Rosemary Brandt, my fine producer, we hope you have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.